Coach's Insight continues here on CARE 93.7, talking Jefferson County North basketball now with girls head coach Steve Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, you didn't have a game Tuesday night, but last time out last Friday, got a nice win over Valley Falls, 49-40. Take us back to that ball game and what you like about your team's performance.
Well, I tell you what, that was probably the best game we've played since probably the first game of the year. And as far as the complete game, we've had some moments in each game, but as far as the whole game, I thought we had longer places where we played well. Offensively, they started having a zone on us, and keep telling the girls we got to be looking to score and be a threat. And Clara Johnson came out and knocked down three threes in the first quarter, got them out of the zone a little bit, which worked out for our advantage probably there because of our size a little bit. So we ended up on the night with three kids in double figures, had Mason Thompson and Lydia Tweed do over post with 12, and Claire Johnson had 11, and then Claire Dobbins had 9. So couldn't ask for a little more balanced scoring on a night like that, but it was a good start for us right there.
Yeah, good momentum as we're coming up really on the halfway point. Schedules kind of get scattered around a little bit with girls and boys with midseason tournaments and some non-league games thrown in there, some back-to-back. So certainly a challenging stretch ahead, and it really starts for your team tonight. A game against Troy, and then tomorrow turn right around and you get Oskaloosa, and then another game later on next week against ACCHS. How would you say this week, or how important is this next stretch when you basically get about three games in about a seven-day window?
Yeah, it's going to kind of see what we're made of, and hopefully we can avoid sickness and everything in there. But, you know, it's one of the things I'd rather have one of those two away. We go to Troy, we go to Oskaloosa. But then after that, we get Effingham at home, and then we have our tournament at home. So, you know, it's definitely going to see what we're made of, get some games back-to-back, and, you know, a couple nights in a row and stuff. So hopefully we can come out and show we're ready to play on nights like that.
Non-league game tonight against Troy. They are a scrappy bunch, and they got some quality shooters on their team. What do you know about this Troy team, and what kind of ball game can you ultimately expect this evening?
You're exactly right on Scrappy. Dirk does a great job with him. You know, I think his starters he's got now, if they haven't started the last year, then it was the last 2 years. So those girls have played quite a little bit. And they can shoot, and they're going to be aggressive going after the ball. So we got to make sure we get out of them on the shots outside. And then we've got to hopefully use our size to our advantage a little bit. So we'll see how that goes.
Girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us. Again, a tough stretch for him coming up. Games tonight and tomorrow against Troy and Oskaloosa. They'll turn around. They'll get ACCHS later on next week as well. And then the following week will be midseason tournament time. Again, coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us here, and we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks a lot. Talk to you then.